Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Bishop Zubik, very good to see you, sir.
Great to be with you as well, too. Thanks.
You know, as one of Pittsburgh's prominent spiritual leaders, what I think is really fascinating is that you make a lot of time to support the arts and see theater. How does that work into your schedule, usually?
Well, I don't really take a full day off, but for me, it's nice just to be able to take a few hours off on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and one of my favorite things is to come to the theater. And I think that Pittsburgh has been so blessed to have a nice variety of shows. The Pittsburgh Symphony, obviously, the number of different plays that come to town, and it's terrific, I think, just to be able to relax for a couple of hours, yeah, and to really relish people's demonstration of their own artistic ability.
How do you view or describe the culture of Pittsburgh, what we have here?
Family-oriented, faith-based, kind, considerate, humble, and at the same time, very much appreciative of what makes southwestern Pennsylvania, especially Pittsburgh, what it is.
So do you ever think about if there were maybe three things you could change about this city, if possible, what would they be?
You know, to tell you the truth, I mean, while no place is perfect,
right,
I like Pittsburgh exactly the way that it is.
That's a good answer.
You know, and I think maybe the reason why I can say that is having lived away from Pittsburgh for 4 years when I was bishop in Green Bay.
Right.
And Green Bay was a wonderful community as well, too. A lot of the same values that southwestern Pennsylvania has. Family-oriented, faith-based, hard-working. I think it just helped me to appreciate more what Pittsburgh really is.
Now, as a result of your support for the arts here in Pittsburgh, you will be having a guest appearance in the musical Sister Act with Pittsburgh Musical Theater, I think tomorrow night, which is going to be St. Patrick's Day. By the time we air this episode, I think it'll have gone by, but you'll actually be playing the bishop in Sister Act.
Exactly. So it'll be a role that I was made for.
Right. So how's your preparation for that go exactly?
Just to be myself. That was the instructions I was given by the director, for sure.
Well, they got the right man for the job, I
think.
Thank you. So are there any other, you know, maybe artistic talents that you might have that we might not know about?
Oh, I mean, I think I would always find myself developing artistic talents. I do like to sing, although I've never been professionally trained to sing. I don't think I have a bad voice.
I'm the same way. You know, you can kind of fake it through, you know, carry a tune, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I think my mom and dad were terrific dancers, so I think that's in the blood as well, too.
There you go.
And so that only is used when I go to family weddings at this particular point. I think I like to be able to size up different situations in terms of decorating, you know, to make a space that is welcoming. That's one of the things that I consider to be very important in my office.
Yeah, that is
a
talent.
I like people to be able to come into the office and to not feel like they're walking into an institution, but walking into a place where they can be comfortable, and
right,
that they know that they're being welcomed. So those are some of the things that I think that would be reflective of the arts in my own life.
So what might we find in your office hanging up maybe a particular artist or a artifact or something?
Well, I mean, obviously they're always in every room, whether it's in my office complex or in my home. Every room will have a crucifix. Mm-hmm. A principal sign of Christianity. You'll also find a lot of photos that depict people who have been important to me over the course of the years. You'll find some Disney memorabilia.
Really?
Because, yeah, my mom and I would go to Disney World. We went every year for 13 years straight.
Wow.
So there are a lot of wonderful memories that would be a part of all
What's
that.
What's your favorite ride?
At the Disney World, I think I'd have to say probably Space Mountain.
That's a good one. Yeah. Good. Now, have you ever been really moved or inspired by a work of art or a piece of sculpture or maybe even a play that you've seen, something that's stuck with you?
All the time. You know, I most recently, right after Christmas, I had a chance to go to New York. I like to go to New York for a couple of days, a couple of times a year, and I had a chance to see the revival of Fiddler on the Roof, which was spectacular. And the actor who played Tevye in this revival was unbelievable, and especially because of his interchange with God, it was so believable.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like to go to a lot of movies. I don't have much time to be able to do that. It obviously can be moved by reading a good novel. I think mostly those elements of the art that really touch the human spirit and what touches the basic part of what makes us who we are, our hearts, the way, the capacity that we have to love other people.
So do you think maybe from this experience in Sister Act, you might get a little of the acting bug, maybe try it again after this?
Oh, I think I'm just happy to have a little bit of fun, especially with the staff and the people that are coming tomorrow. It's all part of the Pittsburgh spirit.
So since you're a fan of musicals, if there was a musical made about your life, say Zubigal the Musical, who do you think, who would be in line to play you?
Nathan, the guy who works
at the Nathan, office. That's great.
People have told me he does a pretty good impersonation.
I think we need to get him on the show and try that out. Maybe we'll put that in the outtakes. All right, so maybe that we can work that out. You can be a consultant on that. I think we need that info. But you know what I've always been interested to know, get your opinion on this. Shows like Sister Act and Nonsense that are maybe a little slightly irreverent, but still family friendly. What are your thoughts on that? And where does the line get drawn between maybe pushing the envelope on theirs and what can still be maybe a little irreverent but enjoyable in performance?
I wouldn't see a show like Sister Act to be disrespectful, or a show like Fiddler on the Roof to be disrespectful. Mm. I think it brings out in music, in some instances, some of the lighter sides, of what it means to be a part of a church. I think in terms of Sister Act and having seen the movie several times, it kind of focuses on the attention to make sure that our worship is alive and it's pretty much connected with our lives. Obviously, I think there have been some other shows that have been disrespectful to people's faith, and that I think is a cross in the line, and I think becomes something that would be disrespectful to the people's faith traditions.
But Sister Act, good, clean.
I think Sister Act is a pretty good show.
Now, I imagine that leading masses, as I'm sure you do, public speaking comes into that a lot, and maybe even singing too. I mean, if you need to lead a hymn, so do you practice?
I think it's a matter of the practice that comes is the prayer that happens before.
Yeah.
So that's why, before I'm going to celebrate Mass, I always take quiet time to be able to make sure I'm shifting gears from what I was doing before. And I think that's the most important preparation. Obviously, if it's a matter of getting ready for pretty big ceremonies like Holy Week, Easter, events that would happen only once a year, it's important to be aware of what comes next,
right.
To know what the ritual is. But the ritual can never overpower the prayer. The prayer has to be the essential part of what happens when you celebrate ritual. Because if it's not going to be that, then it does turn into acting, which I think does a great, great disservice to what prayer is really meant to be. So I think if one who's a celebrant can be most prepared for what he's going to celebrate and does so by way of prayer, I think that what follows from that will be the natural expression of his talents, trying to engage everybody else who is in the congregation to pray as well. And I think that isn't that the goal of actors too? They want to get the audience involved. They want to grab a hold of the audience's attention and their hearts to whatever the storyline is going to be.
So with that as your preparation, do you find that you ever get nervous before You know, leading a ceremony of any kind?
Well, there are times that I do. Yeah, I think, but I think more nervous from this perspective that I want to make sure that what I'm doing is going to be genuine.
Right.
And that my message will be clear, that I would be preaching, that I'm going to be focused, that I fight against any kind of distractions that would keep me from paying very close attention to what the ritual is. And that's critically important to be a presider at any kind of worship service.
What if you had the occasion to meet the Pope? Would you be
Well, I did have that opportunity. I've had that opportunity many times.
Wow.
I've had a chance to meet Pope John Paul II many times, Pope Benedict, and now Pope Francis. And no matter how many times I've met each of the popes, you never lose the sense of excitement of who it is, whose presence you're in. And I think that's been unique about all three of the popes whom I've met. They've all been outstanding individuals, very different from one another. But nonetheless, there's a certain aura that they carry with them. And it's more than a role. It's, I think, the beauty of who each of them is as a person.
Hmm. And I think maybe some of your castmates in Sister Act might be feeling the same excitement about having you on stage.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, as we say in showbiz, break a leg. Yeah, wishing you all the best.
Figuratively, not that.
Right. That's right. It's actually good luck to say that in the theater. Right. I don't know if there's a Catholic Church equivalent to that, but no, it's a good thing to say that.
I'll often say that to the choirs when I try to get the choirs to chill on us. The kids say, and just not be so nervous, and say, in the best sense, we're break a leg.
There you go. Favorite show tunes.
Favorite show, I mean, a type of genre?
Or a song.
I'll tell you what, there's so many of them. You know, I think I do like the music from Fiddler,
mm-hmm.
Of the current genre that's in New York. I like the Emilio and Gloria Estefan Feet, which is a tremendous.
How can you not be?
That was really
the
terrific.
The rhythm is going to get you. That was Gloria Estefan, right?
It was. I think also music from Neverland, which is beautiful.
Gosh, right? You are in the know about
so I do
this,
like
I
to see a lot of shows, musicals, especially. I'm not so much into the drama part, but I enjoy the musicals.
Well, in return, I will give you my favorite hymn. It's an obscure one. That's called "And the Father Will Dance." Have you ever heard this one?
No, I have not.
I think it's a newer one. You know, when I was a kid, my father was military, so we moved all around the country, and we were always going to a different church whenever we would move. And, you know, each church sort of has their set of hymns that they, you know, like to sing. So this was our first time in this church in Kansas. And, you know, it was our first time there, my mother, my father, my sister, and myself, and we were little. So they closed the Mass, and, you know, the person up at the lector said, "Please join us in closing for hymn number 576, And the Father Will Dance." And we had never heard it before, so my mother got all excited, thinking, oh, this priest is going to come down and twirl his rosary and dance for us, you know. But that was not the case. That was actually the name of the song. So my family and I adopted that as our favorite church.
Is that so?
Yeah. Because our expectations were something.
Hear what it's hymns like.
I've got to look it up, you know, because I'd only heard it at that church, but that one always stuck with me. So again, we wish you all the best with your debut on stage with PMT, and really thank you for recognizing the importance of the arts in our city. I think that's wonderful, and I know that Pittsburgh Musical Theater appreciates it too.
Thanks.
Cheers.
God bless you too.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'll see you this video.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.